that was Carl Orff's Carmina Burana. It is a choral work, and it will be performed by the Bach Festival Society Choir and Orchestra on October 27th and 28th in the Knowles Memorial Chapel on the Rollins College campus. Carl Orff, a German composer who lived in Munich, wrote the piece. It premiered in 1937 and was an instant success. The text of Carmina Burana is based on medieval poetry that was found in a monastery in Germany and was published in the 1800s. The text is broken up into three sections titled Spring, In the Tavern, and Love. There's an air of mystery surrounding it, and scholars still haven't decided if it was written by monks, the monks at the monastery, or if it was written by secular poets, and if so, why the monks were harboring it for them. So Carl Orff was a really big believer that music and movement were related, and Carmina was originally written to be staged with a ballet, and it's actually been performed by the Bach Festival Society with a ballet previously. However, that's a huge undertaking, so it oftentimes is just performed as an oratorio, as the Society will be performing it this time. Another piece on the program is Samuel Barber's Cello Concerto. And Barber and Orff are in the same time period, and they effectively frame World War II. These two composers, Barber and Orff, are poles apart musically and philosophically. Orff, with a single memorable work, ended an era, while Barber, with a body of work that has become a part of our musical fabric, gained stature with every passing year. This concerto won Barber the New York Music Critics Circle Award in 1947. It was premiered in 1946, but underwent several revisions and actually was not published until 1950. It's an extremely difficult piece to play, and we're so pleased to have soloist Christopher Rex joining us on the concert to be playing it. The Bach Festival Society is so pleased to be premiering its own commissioned work by local composer Keith Lay. It's titled Vision of the Earth, and it's a wonderful piece for choir and orchestra with soprano and baritone soloists. Vision of the Earth is a wonderful complement to the other pieces on this program. The other two, Carmina Burana and Barber's Cello Concerto, are both from the 20th century, and then to be able to premiere a piece from a living composer is so exciting. Keith's professional career, apart from composing, has focused on producing music for broadcast and college teaching. Winning the coveted Riverside International Composition Competition for two consecutive years earned him a performance of his violin concerto at Lincoln Center, which garnered a rave review from the New York Times, hailing him as a composer to watch for. His compositions have been performed all over the United States and Europe and have been recorded by internationally renowned clarinetist Richard Stoltzman. These performances will take place Saturday, October 27th at 8 p.m. and Sunday, October 28th at 3 p.m. in the Knowles Memorial Chapel on the Rollins College campus. For tickets, visit the Bach Festival website at www.bachfestivalflorida.org or call the box office at 407-646-2182. We hope to see you there.